This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Yep, let's move right on to the new year, because it's around the corner, and we'll get closer to it with each day. That's kind of a silly statement. Hello, duh. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. Happy New Year. My friend John Harper is here from WMEL to celebrate with us as well. John is one of my best broadcast buddies. Been around. WMEL has been carrying this program forever and a day. And so with that, he and I have been around forever and a day.
Yeah. We won't talk about that, right?
Yeah, right. No, it's here. Well, I think we ought to talk about what is obvious in terms of travel. You're in South Florida, or central Florida, along the Space Coast there.
Yeah, I'm at, near the Kennedy Space Center.
Right. So you don't have to worry about the snow globe down there. No. I wonder how many people, do you find, when you're around your family and friends, did you get a snow globe when you were a kid? Didn't everybody have a snow globe?
Yeah.
Jay,
yeah.
Have you got a snow globe, Jay?
Yes, they're amazing.
Yeah, they're kind of, and they're just sign of the times. James Collins in the studio, main studio in Dallas. You get a snow globe as a youngster? You still?
Yeah, I've had a snow globe. Well, I've actually have one of New York City. I got one, funny enough, in the middle of summer. And I got it just as a souvenir, yeah.
Well, people collect those. It's a big collector item.
Yeah, it is. Right, exactly. All right, so I was talking earlier about the environment and Al Gore and whether we have to be all worked up about that. What do you think, as we look back, everybody does this, and I thought I'd do it for a few minutes just because I feel obligated to a point to do it, not because everybody else does it, but because it sort of puts things into perspective. The biggest thing that affected you this past year, and whether it was the news, something in the news, something in your family, but I do think this is a reflective week. People think in there, the television stations, the big story of the year, or blah, blah, blah. And so there's some of that, but for each of us individually, Jay, I'll start with you. What was the most impactful thing that happened either in your life or to influence, because you and I we're all radio brats here, and so we live it, we sleep it, we're around it all the time, we're around the news all the time. Did something happen in your life that was more important than anything that was of concern to everybody else, like Jay's most important moment from past the past 12 months?
I'm putting me on the spot. There are quite a few moments that definitely resonate. There's a big one that kind of medical situation I'm not prepared to talk about at the moment.
Yeah,
but
you have time on it.
That's one. And as far as the news stuff goes, there have been, I feel like, more stories this year than in any past year that have kind of opened my eyes to a lot of things that happen around the world and makes you feel simultaneously incredibly blessed for something that we take for granted that other people don't get to regularly do, especially the things that are happening in the Middle East. That is definitely very impactful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it can be. There are more things going on like that that we wish weren't going on. John, what about you? John Harper from WMEL. What about you in terms of your personal thing, whatever you want to share? And then what do you think is, you are a follower of fashion. You know that we're all around the news every day. We talk about it. So what comes into your mind first with you and then in more of a global sense?
Well, first, Doug, I think it comes down to health, and that's been extremely important and number one on my hit parade list. Number two, as I get closer to my little granddaughter in Atlanta. That's been very important to me, and that's been a big joy in my life. And three, I've been constantly amazed, as I'm sure you have too, as the mass shootings continue in our country. I just cannot believe what happened in this past year, and that just amazes me. It saddens me, and I keep wondering, when will that end? And probably it will only end when we have hangings of individuals in the town square. I mean, I just can't believe these mass shootings.
I think if we would spend more time, you bring up something, there is so much stuff that we find as a distraction. And I look at not global warming, but climate change and the discussion of that and what has happened to us in the name of the environment, the electric car business, and the fact that some states are not allowing you to use natural gas to cook with anymore, heat your home, this side business that nobody seems to realize. It's like a military-industrial complex. There's been a whole new huge industry created around the fear of what happens if. And people are so ridiculous because they think they really are going to have an impact on what the planet is doing, which is asinine. You're not going to have any impact. Buy an electric car?
No.
I want to do my part. It's nonsense. Have we contributed to the problem? Yeah, sure we do. But it's infinitesimal. Say it again, Doug. Infinitesimal in comparison to what is going on in the bowels of the planet, if you will. Volcanoes and earthquakes and all that stuff. Well, it's all tied to the atmosphere and the fact that the polar ice caps are melting and things like that. The history of this planet is one of repetition. If you know nothing else about what geology and the whole business about what we have studied and what we've learned, and it is one of continuous change. The planet is changing. It has changed in the 4.5 billion years and will continue for another 5 billion years until it gets eaten by the sun to do what it's doing. So, I don't know. I just, that kind of, as you know, it annoys the hell out of me. But I think we have to be responsible, and there's a difference.
Yeah,
right?
We have to
Isn't
be
there?
Responsible, no doubt about that. But at the same time, this global warming stuff, as you said, Doug, the planet has been around a lot longer than we have. And I don't think throwing away a plastic bag or something like that. I want to make sure the planet stays clean. I like it looking nice and pretty, as most people do. But at the same time, this global warming stuff, a little bit exaggerated. Every time there is a earthquake, a flood, a hurricane or something, everybody starts yelling global warming. And here in Florida, when we have hurricanes, and last year we were expected to have, I think, 6 named hurricanes. And
you got one, didn't you?
How yeah. Right.
One.
Right.
Yeah.
So it really is amazing how people try to pin everything on global warming, and I just don't buy into that.
Well, I think we have to you add up a lot of information, and we put the pieces together and come up with something that makes sense for all of us, and that's the whole thing. I want to talk about healthcare, as to how it developed or didn't in the past year and how it has changed. There are lots of stories floating around this week about this new virus that has a lot of people, again, the news media is trying to equate it to COVID-19. There's an ad that's running for one of the drug companies, and I can't remember which one it is, that says there's 4, you know, basically telling you to get 4 shots, a COVID shot, a flu shot,
pneumonia.
A pneumonia shot. That's right. Yeah,
and shingles
shot.
Shingles. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Okay. So, do we want to do that? Is everybody going to do that? Jay, are you going to get all of these shots?
No, but I've already gotten my flu shot. I'm a big fan of the flu shot.
You are. Why? The work? For you?
I find it does, yeah.
I bet we can ask Jack when he's here. Later
he's not a fan of it. I'm not getting that. I did get 3 COVID shots in the time of all of this stuff, and it was not for me. I had adverse effects. I will not get the COVID shot again. My doctor is aware of this. My doctor does not pressure me for the COVID shot. The pneumonia shot, I'm just not due for one right now, and I think I am too young for the shingles shot.
Yeah, there's 2 pneumonia shots that I got because I think of all the things that get you at the end, pneumonia is the most difficult. You more things happen. You fall down and you break your hip and you end up going to the hospital and you get some pneumonia. You know, your pneumonia is caused by fluids building up in your lungs. And so that happens all too frequently along with a lot of other things in the hospital. So you think about this. I had my bone density checked for the first time in this last physical that I had, and I'm fortunate, knock on wood, that I have good, healthy bones. But a lot of people, as you get older, the bones get more brittle. If you don't exercise, you don't build up your muscular skeletal connection, your bones are weaker and they're more susceptible to breaking. And then you end up in the hospital, and that's the worst place you could possibly be, frankly. It's the most unhealthy place on the planet. A lot of these people that went to, you know, there are all kinds of studies about what happened with COVID and the fact that people weren't dying until they went to the hospital. And, but it's just, we get so sucked in to all of this. You know, who gives a damn what the World Health Organization says? In fact, we should be ignoring it because it's run by a couple of Chinese people who are not really our friends. And there's too much influence. You know, they keep quoting the CDC and the World Health Organization. Figure stuff out for yourself. What do you need to go by the guidelines of people kept saying during the COVID, we were going by guidelines from the CDC, which were proven to be wrong time after time after time after time.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So,
and things kept changing. Like, okay, we need to do this. Never mind. Don't do this. Do that. No, don't do that. Yeah. Do this one.
Right.
Whatever happened to our boy, Dr. Fauci? We never hear from him anymore.
I think he took his retirement.
Did he?
And headed for the hills. Yeah, right, exactly. He's had enough. All right, we're thinking here on Good Day, and I hope that's what you like. This is the Good Day program at 18 after the hour.
Is your phone plan messing with your savings plan? Don't get stuck paying for things you don't want. With Verizon, you only pay for what you need. And for a limited time, when you bring your own phones to a Verizon store, you'll get an amazing price on your plan. Plus, you'll save on things you actually love, like the Netflix and Max with Ads bundle. And it's on our award-winning 5G network. Bring your phones to your Verizon store today for an incredible deal. A better plan to save is Verizon. Additional terms and conditions apply.
I'd like to introduce you to our new sponsor, Get the Tea. Get the Tea carries all-natural, non-GMO organic teas and supplements made in the USA. Get the Tea's ingredients are the purest available. My favorite is Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is a gentle daily cleanse containing 12 herbs that, when combined, really keep things moving. I drink it every day, and my energy has never been better. I'm feeling great. Life Change Tea comes in 3 delicious flavors, natural, peppermint, and pomegranate. It's an easy and delicious way to keep your digestion on track. And for those on the go, try D365. D365 is Life Change Tea in a capsule. Drink the tea or take D365 capsules and keep your digestion running smoothly. Go to getthetea.com and enter discount code USA to get 10% off any size order. That's getthetea.com, discount code USA for 10% off your order.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
After the hour now on the Good Day program, I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner, reviewing some of the social media stories. One of the things that we do every hour is pay attention to either the trending stories or some news about social media. I was looking at some of the things that people have paid the most attention to in various forms, audio, video, the written word, that sort of thing, Jay. And it's not surprising that Taylor Swift comes up number one in terms of social media, right? The people who are paying attention to her in terms of not just singers, but just the performers in general and people in America. It's amazing what modern love will do, right?
She is a global phenomenon.
Yeah, she is. And she seems to handle it pretty well. I wonder what it's like to be a close friend of hers or what her life is all about. Anyway, let's look at some social media strategies, what's going on with X, for example. I think X has lost a lot of steam. Or is that just me reading the wrong stuff?
Yeah, it has. It definitely has.
Mm-hmm. Is that because of Elon Musk? Is it specifically because people like him? He's like a lightning rod. You either really like the guy or you don't. And unfortunately, a lot of it's based on politics and what people perceive to be his political point of view. But is X actually a freer place now than it was before he, in terms of expression or things, the content? Is it better, more well-rounded?
Yeah, yes and no. Well, and here's the thing with Elon Musk, and whether you love him or hate him, most things that he has done on the platform of X, he has put out a poll and people voted one way or the other. Now, whatever the winning vote is, that's what he moves forward with. Even including, I believe it was, taking himself out of the CEO position and putting somebody else in. He was voted out by the users. But when you look at how many people are engaging with these polls themselves versus how many users overall are on the platform, it typically is just like a very small percentage of people. So it doesn't necessarily, anybody who votes in these polls are not really representing the entirety of X community, X users. But at the same time, he's been under fire for allowing people who had previously been banned on Twitter allowed to be back on. There is more of a sense of freedom of speech where you can say anything. There are additional kind of like fact checker algorithms and everything that will pop up. But at the same time, there's so much more junk to sift through. And the algorithm is constantly telling you, like, here, you'll like this. I'm going to show you this on your newsfeed rather than people you actually follow. Or, well, you follow this person, and that person follows this person, and that person follows this person, so you might want to follow this person. And it's just inaccurate. So it's just become a lot of hoops you have to jump through, a lot of hurdles just to see what you actually want to see. But I don't think that X is the only one doing that. You see that a lot with Facebook and Instagram, the Meta-owned company.
Well, Zuckerberg is a notorious thought controller, as far as I can see. He's about the business. You've had run-ins with Facebook when you posted something either on your own site or on the Good Day sites, and it's been taken down. Right, and then sometimes I forget what
it's completely removed, or you go and you look at the analytics to see how many people have seen the post because maybe there wasn't a lot of engagement, and it had absolutely no views. Like, it was hidden from people seeing. People couldn't even, not only were people not seeing it on their own news feeds, but if they were to come to the page, they weren't seeing it. And I've experienced that as a user where I've gone to other pages. Doug, we've even discussed this, where you tell me to go look at something that you are seeing, and I am on the same page, and I do not see that post. And I will even read the post that I am seeing, and you're like, well, yeah, it's right between this one and this one. And I'm like, there's nothing there.
Wow. All right. Well, listen, it is the story of our age, I guess, as much as anything else. It's sort of used, social media is used as a weapon, and I think you have to realize or recognize that. 28 after the hour here on Good Day.
Tempting as it may be to add a couple bucks to your monthly mortgage payment to chip away at your principal balance, don't do it if you have any credit card balance. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. Your mortgage is single-digit debt, and your credit card is double-digit debt. Keep making the minimum credit card payment, and you will never be out of debt. If you have more than one credit card, there are two common approaches. Throw as much money as you can at the card with the highest percentage rate and pay the minimum on others. Or pay off the card with the smallest balance first, then attack next biggest. And if you can, start a new card, one with an introductory zero-rate balance transfer, so you at least stop the clock on what you already owe. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion, with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. 1-800-300-309-ERC.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Israel showing what it claims to be the largest Hamas tunnel discovered to date. Simultaneously, a communications blackout affected most of the Gaza Strip due to Israel's expansion of its ground invasion into the central part of the region. The Israeli Defense Forces are labeling this area as a new battle zone. In southwest Miami-Dade County in Florida Wednesday afternoon, a helicopter crash claimed the life of a man, left a woman hospitalized.
The helicopter was seen at about 1:08 p.m. Going down, and that's how the calls came in. And we had multiple tactical rescue personnel here, along with their Air Rescue South and Miami-Dade Police Department South District units that responded.
According to Miami-Dade Police Detective Alvaro Zabaleta, the helicopter, which was reportedly traveling from Fort Myers to Miami Executive Airport, went down several miles from the runway. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Countdown. Well, I will tell you that we are going to continue with the Countdown show, one of the hallmarks of what I do. I have a bunch of different programs beside the Good Day program, but one of them is connected here to the Good Day program, and that's the talk radio review that I do on Friday. John Harper from WMEL is here with us now. He sometimes joins us on that program with the ladies, a discussion of the things that are in the talkers' top list. We're going to do a year-end countdown this week. And I think that it's appropriate for us to kind of stick with what's going on, what has gone on over the weekend, and then what's going to happen, what we think is going to happen, or what are you going to do to celebrate New Year's? Maybe it's creation. Sometimes I don't think we feel like doing stuff like, maybe you don't feel like thinking ahead. Maybe you don't feel like this is a bad year, so I don't want to put my head around what might happen this next year. Listen, there's always good stuff happening. There's always bad stuff happening. That's just kind of the way it is. And we were talking earlier about the planet and whether or not whether we save it or not. Is it a lost cause? It's something that I don't think we have a whole lot of control over. Frankly, I don't think it's a lost cause at all, because I think the planet has survived nicely for the past 4.5-5 billion years and has grown. But there are those people who celebrate John climate doomism. That is, it's the end. Maybe we talk more about a solution. And one of the things that we get ourselves wrapped up about, I think you mentioned it, is the plastics, the pollution, the ecosystems, and what we are doing, what's destabilized the planet if we agree that the planet is destabilized. I think it could, I'm not sure destabilization is the right word for it. It's changing. And so are there things that we can do? Even if plastic didn't threaten the existence of the planet, it threatens a whole lot of beings on the planet. You see these pictures all the time of dolphins, for example, or sea life that have gotten plastic stuff stuck in their gills and they can't breathe, so they die. You know, that kind of stuff. That's just carelessness. That's just sloppiness. That's just thoughtlessness on our part. And, you know, there are a lot of different ways around it. Some people are too lazy. How often do we find ourselves, you're filling up the car at the service station, you need a bottle of water, you go in and you buy a bottle of water in a plastic container, rather than somehow or other bringing, you know, we all have these, I can't tell you, I'm thinking of what's on my kitchen counter. There are at least a dozen of those containers that you can put water in. What are they called? They're not thermoses, but, you know, whatever those things are, you put water in.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying. Yeah. And so you can do things like that. Even if it isn't life and death as far as the planet is concerned, it just, it's like this, here in Los Angeles and down where you are, John, John's on the Space Coast, there are beautiful parts of the city, and there are parts of the city that are disgusting. And it was just, my grandson got a skateboard for Christmas. So we went out and we were doing that, and the part of town where they live is called Mar Vista, and it's next to Culver City, and it's in a good part of Los Angeles County. But kind of next door, there's an old, been there for 40-some-odd years, kind of a ghetto, if you will, not a homeless ghetto, but the people who don't have a lot of money, they're on city sustenance or state sustenance, and they live in this housing project. And so you see a lot of trash and dirt and things around, and you wonder, why don't they respect? Isn't it an educational thing? Is it, what is there about the lack of respect that gets shown? And it isn't just by the people who are low-income people, although it seems to show up more there. Is it just that we don't pay attention to that part of town because it is low income and none of them pay taxes? So, let's just forget about it. But there's dirt everywhere. Go ahead.
I always find it interesting, Doug, where the homeless, I saw one last night when I was getting gas, and this guy has his shopping basket from some store loaded down like it's a SUV with all kinds of trash and junk, and I find it amazing. They can pay for cigarettes, they can get a cell phone, but they can't clean up after themselves.
Yeah. Well, who knows what the influences are, but excuse me, you're right. I just find that very distressing, frankly. But again, there are ways, if you're just conscious, that's the only thing I'm bringing up here. We could get rid of 80% of the plastic by changing our habits, much as anything else. It's handy. Look at all the food. Look at the packaging that the food comes in that you buy at the grocery store. It's all plastic, right?
Yeah.
Does it have to be? No. Doesn't have to be. It can be, there are these packages that are around now. The reason the grocery stores don't use them is because they're more expensive. These packages that are biodegradable, right? You just throw them out in there with that garbage. I have a, on the farm, I have a composting facility. And the stuff that gets thrown in there, we pick up scraps of food from around the community and bring it in. That gets put in to this is a huge operation now. We've got stuff, leaves coming in from all over the place, and that gets used along with other things. One of the things that we lost a cow last week who died of natural causes, kind of an older cow, and we bring her down and put her, whenever a cow dies, bring her down and put her on the compost pile. And it really is an amazing educational experience. I'd like to, you know, bring a class of sixth or seventh graders down and have them learn how the system works. The cows get put into the compost pile, and within four or five weeks, you can see if the cow is dug up. We don't often do this, but I did do it once to make a point. The cow begins to decompose, and because of all of the microbes that are in these piles, they dissolve the cow, and it becomes composting, because what goes in comes out. Even though they're small microbial beings, what they excrete is what they, you know, what's been chewed up, if you will, in the cow. And you could do that with almost anything. That's what they do with the leaves. They put it through the same process. Everything that's organic goes through the same process, and then it gets to be recycled, gets used over again. And so, you know, if that's the case, and you have these containers that you can throw in, there are pizza boxes now. I see pizza boxes all the time. And what looks like plastic that people put their garbage in, but it's all biodegradable, and within a week, that stuff's all gone. Put it in a pile, and it's gone. So you can do it if you want to do it, but some people are too damn lazy, or they don't know, whatever. And so, you know, we continue to sludge through with all of this stuff that's focused when it's so easy to fix the problem. It really is. So, anyway, I'm just going off on my dude.
I've heard where there are now decomposing piles of humans, the same identical thing. You're talking about cows, but this is for humans, and apparently this is catching on. A lot of people want to do that.
There are people. There are now funeral services that are offering a decomposing, a composting of the body of the loved one. They put them into a, you know, into a receptacle, and they get, you know, put back. I mean, what's the point of digging a hole in the ground, putting somebody in a wooden or a plastic or a bronze casket, putting it in the ground, and then putting a cement covering on that casket? What's the point? Why do you do that? I mean, maybe tradition, but I don't get that.
Well, I think tradition, yeah, that has a lot to do with it. But at the same time, I think people who do that think that their loved one is still there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the soul is there, or something like that. And think that's what it comes down to.
Maybe. Yeah, that might be it.
Yeah.
All right, some of the things that there are people that are trying to, and this will be part of when we do the talkers countdown at the end of the week, the top items, I think we have 20 items, the top 20 items. I believe that number one, but certainly in that list are the perils of artificial intelligence. This is an unsettling reality for me, and I don't think it goes away. If anything, it becomes more of the public discourse. How do we prevent artificial intelligence? For example, in schools, I was talking about this with my daughter and son-in-law, who are both professors at UCLA, yesterday during Christmas dinner. You know, what do you do? Megan can tell. There have been some examples of it this year. She told me about three different papers that were turned in by students that used AI, and they weren't very smart about it, because Megan spotted right away plagiarism from other sources. And so, but you're going to see more and more of this, and then that takes away. I think we already are in a we have a problem, Houston. We have a problem because the educational system that we're in now relies on these devices instead of people thinking for themselves. You can look everything up, right? You don't have to. How many children do you know who are of school age that have either the schools have assigned them an iPad, or they've parents have bought it for them? And they don't have to. There's no thinking involved.
That's amazing, isn't it? And probably virtually every school kid, starting at the age of 10 and on up, are using the iPad for artificial intelligence. I don't think there's any doubt about it. And where does it stop? Nobody knows.
Mm. I'm going to talk to Jack Stockwell in a few minutes about the death of Matthew Perry. He's got a theory about why this guy died that hasn't surfaced yet. So you want to stick around for that. All right, so looking at holiday travel, people are out and about. What's the traffic in South Florida? John is at WMEL's studio in South Florida.
It,
so
it,
what's,
It's been heavy, Doug. Very noticeable as far as even last night I had to go out. And around 6 o'clock I thought, wow, this traffic is heavy for this time of the night on Christmas night. But building up to Christmas Day, I thought the traffic was heavy. A lot of tourists, of course. But overall, it's what you would normally expect, I guess, here in Florida for this time of the year.
Yeah. How many national parks are there around where you are? I'm trying to remember. There's a lot of, looking at the national park system around the country, lots of people go there. We were talking about that last night because my son-in-law, Matthew, wants to take Miles out for 3 nights, and there are a bunch of national parks around here that encourage that sort of thing. I guess I'm wondering what there is. There's a lot of that stuff down there in Florida, too, isn't there?
Well, there is, and there are quite a few to choose from. And if you just extend your mileage a little bit further from home, there are some great national parks. I know Daytona has one, and that's very enjoyable to go to. Right here on the Space Coast, we have a national park, and it's called Playa Linda Beach. And you can get in there and position yourself where you're not too far from where the rockets launch from. And it's kind of exciting. Very nice beach. Very nice beach. Used to be a nude beach, as a matter of fact.
Yeah. Well, that would be, more and more people. I think we've certainly talked about this over the years as you and I have been able to go to some of these launches. I just think that that's a great way for us to be proud about what America can do.
Yes, sir,
it really
absolutely is.
I think what goes on in the Space Coast represents the best of America. John Harper from WMEL here on the Good Day program at 48 after the hour with Doug.
Is your phone plan messing with your savings plan? Don't get stuck paying for things you don't want. With Verizon, you only pay for what you need. And for a limited time, when you bring your own phones to a Verizon store, you'll get an amazing price on your plan. Plus, you'll save on things you actually love, like the Netflix and Max with Ads Bundle. And it's on our award-winning 5G network. Bring your phones to your Verizon store today for an incredible deal. A better plan to save is Verizon. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. 866-451-3328. 866-451-3328. That's 866-451-3328.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Time for us to share Warren Eckstein with you. Warren is the host of The Pet Show, heard around the country in a lot of the same stations that carry the Good Day program. That's why he's here every day with his tips, and he joins us once a week to talk about things that are pertinent to the care and feeding of your animals, your dog, your cat, whatever your pet is. I have a Daisy story that I want to relay to you and see how many people get this is. Many people know, Warren knows, I rescued Daisy. Daisy was in a puppy mill down in Alabama or Arkansas, and she came north with a bunch of other 40 different dogs that came out of this one house in this, wherever the heck it was. And so Daisy, as I found out, had been in a cage for a couple of years, had a couple of litters, had no socialization, nothing. So when she was brought north, the being around new people and new experiences, she got very nervous, and she threw up all the time. And when I brought her home, she was so nervous because she'd been moved around so much, she threw up all over my car. But gently, and you know, after a while, she sort of got what was going on. So fast forward to me not being able to bring her to California because I'm not staying here as much. So I can't really bring her here. She can't, you know, you can't travel with a dog back and forth, back and forth. Wouldn't be practical with her especially. So I found this young lady who is a friend of a very good friend of mine who house sits for this lady. And I said, well, maybe I can get her to house. I'd rather have, because Daisy was home. The people on the farm were taking care of her, but there was nobody there with her every night. And I didn't like that. So this lady is there, and when she first came, you know, the people on the farm had been around her, so she was used to them and warmed up to them. But this new girl comes into the house, and she's there. I introduce her to Charlotte, and they play a little bit, but Charlotte doesn't know what to expect, so I'm gone. And this girl comes over to spend the night, and Daisy doesn't have this a clue about what this is about. She got all nervous and started throwing up again. And so I wonder, under the circumstances, for people who have like situations, Warren, what do you recommend? What's the fix to that, if there is one?
Well, my two guys, you know, I took them out of a high-kill shelter, Molly and Willie. They were really, really abused. And when I first took them back, you know, out, they were, you know, afraid and with everybody. So I have someone that comes to my house. I have a vet tech that comes to my house and stays with them overnight and all day long whenever I'm not here. The bottom line is I introduced them gradually. I knew I was going to be traveling. I knew the dogs were a little shy around people. I build up their confidence as much as I can, but I had to come over for a few minutes every day just to kind of give them a treat and then leave, give them a treat and then leave, so they didn't associate her with me being gone for a long period of time. And then what I did is I had her come and stay during the day when I was gone. I took a hotel room, had to stay overnight, till I realized how the dogs were getting along with her, and now they're getting along fine. So it takes time. A lot of people don't understand the concept. When you adopt a dog or rescue a dog from a situation where they've been either abused or neglected or lack of socialization, it takes a while for them to decompress. And they learn through association. This is the most critical thing I probably ever said on your show. Dogs learn through the associative memory. So if they do something right 9 times and they do something wrong the 10th time, that's the time they remember. So it's really important that each time the dog is meeting someone new, it always ends on a positive note, because if it ends on a positive note, that's what's going to happen the next time. So little at a time, but make sure you understand the concept that they do learn through association, and it does take them time. Each dog's different, but usually it takes a couple of months for a dog that's been abused to really decompress and start building up that self-image, that self-esteem, and that self-confidence.
Mm-hmm. All right. Is great advice. So what other advice do you have when it comes to New Year's resolutions? Everybody's all steeped in New Year's resolutions for themselves. What about for the animals?
Well, my dog joined the gym. No, I'm just joking with you. Here's the New Year's resolutions. This is the 5 most common ones. Health and wellness checkups. More people make the New Year's resolution. They're going to see their vet once a year or every 6 months to make sure their dogs are well. And that's important because, you know, finding something before it becomes a problem is critical. A lot of people feel guilty. Socialization adventures. Make sure you get the opportunity to socialize your dog a lot more with other dogs or other people if they enjoy it. How about a pet-friendly road trip? I do that with my dogs. I'll put them in the car. We'll take a road trip somewhere just to introduce them to a new environment. And quality time. You know, people spend a lot of time with the dog. I spend 8 hours a day with my dog. Doesn't make any difference. It's not the quantity of time. It's the quality of time. And here's the most important thing to do. 90% of mental problems or behavioral issues with dogs and cats, for that matter, are due to lack of stimulation and mental enrichment. So keep them occupied. Keep their mind focused on new different things. Add new things. That makes all the difference in the world.
Yeah. And
make happy sure New Year.
Yeah, right. I take Daisy with me pretty much everywhere.
Yeah, well, your dogs always like a lot of socialization.
Her company. Yeah, right. There are a lot of people around, and she's great with them. All right, Warren, good advice as usual. Warren Eckstein, check out thepetshow.com and the Pet Show Radio show every weekend around the country. A lot of great stations are carrying Warren. Thanks, Warren. Happy New Year.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. You're currently looking for a specialist to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.